they'll be back in action.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. He is worthy of the praise. Another day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What an awesome God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank the Lord. Glory to God for all his great and mighty acts. Another day that the Lord has made and given us a choice to rejoice and be glad in him. What an awesome God. Awesome is he. Glory to God. Every day that the Lord has blessed us to breathe, to get up, to be able to see, to hear, to walk, to talk. We may have some different challenges in some of those areas, but every day God give us breath, we ought to praise and magnify his name. We bless the Lord, glory to God, for all his great and mighty acts. And when I say that, I do, glory, I mean it, because there's so many marvelous and wonderful things that he does in the midst of all our situations and circumstances, things that we hear, the disheartening, horrific things that are going on and all the chaos and whatever. But he keep proving himself over and over and over again, and he give us the opportunity to give him the glory, because he said the only thing pleases him is faith. And he said he inhabits the praises of his people. And as we talked about last night, having appreciation and gratitude and being grateful, and most of all grateful through him and what he does, and even for those that are around us that God blesses to be a blessing, and the things that God do for us, glory to God, in so many marvelous ways. He's the one that even touch hearts of people to, glory to God, to be a blessing one to another. Whatever it is in life, with all that God and Jesus Christ has went through on our behalf, we ought to be grateful. As the songwriter said, glory to God, not songwriter, but David, glory to God, in the Psalms, that says, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Glory to God. And so we thank God and we bless him. We're learning to bless him daily, learning to appreciate him daily, and remembering, glory to God, that we should be in that place of gratitude, because no matter what goes on, he told us to put our trust in him. And then he said, glory to God, that he'll work all things out for our good, for those that love him and called according to his purpose. And he also, glory to God, has said he desired for us to be in good health and us and prosper as our soul prosper. But the main thing is serving him and glorifying him and being obedient to him and submission to his will. God is so awesome. Praise God. I bless the Lord. Thank the Lord for all those that have came on already thus far. We praise God. We're going to have to use our phone tonight. Both of the computers were up, but they decided to just flip just now, so we're going to use the phone, but I still will be able to open the lines for you. Praise God. We just bless the Lord. Every method that I can, every tractor, every tech that he tried to pull, God always have an awesome way, glory to God, that he'll make sure that whatever he has ordained to be shall come to pass. We just have to have ears to listen and let him, glory to God, give us that discernment and the wisdom. He is an awesome. He's phenomenal. Can't help but glorify him. Even in all of the challenges, even today, because the enemy was mad and didn't realize it until over into the night, something I've not even had any problems with. Static nerve went off all night on the opposite side. My daughter Alicia told me, say, yeah, it will. That nerve will switch up on you. So the sciatica just kept me woke along with another little challenge up and down all night. So if I collected all the 15 minutes to 20 minutes to 30 minutes, even going to the bathroom or either getting up or turning over because of, I probably had 3 hours. And so the Lord bless. We're here. I was able to still yet to get up, praise God, and give God some glory in the midst of it. My daughter, glory to God, about 8-something this morning. Alicia prayed. Then another sister spoke while I was calling. She wanted prayer for while she was on dialysis. Her blood pressure was dropping down. And so we prayed and still gave God glory no matter what. And then Pastor Bird was able to call a little bit later on in the day to check on me. And it had been subsiding, but God blessed through that prayer and all three of them. Gave me the energy to just go ahead and finally get it together to cook. But we'll be in the bed. The Lord say the same. Tonight, glorifying him. But I thank God for him touching me and blessing me to be able to move around and be able to loose that thing off of. And thank God for the power of prayer and the power of agreement. And we stand on now saying, yet going to be praising him no matter what, because this too shall pass. And that's the mindset we're going to have to keep persisting and pursuing after the Lord and just standing on his word and glory to God. And he said, if we resist the devil, submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, he'll flee. But this too shall pass. God has a mighty way that he proves himself in every situation. So that's a testimony to glorify my Father today, my Lord Jesus. But in the meantime, help us, Lord, to continue to be grateful in all that you do and say. Father, we bless you tonight and give you glory for another day that you have made, and we're coming to rejoice and be glad in it. We're coming to intercede and pray and intervene on the tactics of the enemy that try to come in to block and stop what God has already said is to come to pass, because many things you've already done at Calvary is that thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us that life and life more abundantly. We're standing on your word and on your promise. God, help us, glory, to keep a repentance heart. Forgive us for every offense and transgression against your word. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for another day. Thank you for grace. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the promises. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters, God. Thank you for those that are genuine and about kingdom business. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing awareness. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, that teaches, lead, and guide us. God, we thank you that you're teaching us more and more to yield to him, avail ourselves for the service in the name of Jesus. Like we were saying last night, even when it comes to the soldiers, and we are soldiers in the army of the Lord, that we got to be, glory to God, like the military force, that already got at a moment notice. And when they say rapid deployment, they got to get their gear and get it together and get on out of there. They can't be stopping and waiting. I got to do this. Let me call my mama. I got to go down the street. And you know what? Oh, my God. Help us to gear ourselves up to be ready, not only when you come, but the assignments that you give us, that we do it when you say. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. We cannot, glory to God, compromise and do, glory to God, and negotiate when we're going to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. He's looking for willing and able bodies that will be willing, glory to God, to do as he say. If we be willing and obedient, he said, we'll eat the good of the land. He made us the head and not the tail, and the above and not the beneath. Glory to God, we can't stay in that position if we are walking contrary to his will. We love you, Father. We praise you. We glorify you. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Lord, for touching bodies and minds. Glory to God, in our hearts, and giving us a mindset to hold fast to your word. Even in the midst of the trials and tribulations and situations and circumstances that you said would come, God, help us to hold on, to look into the hills which come of our health, look into the author and the finish of our faith, standing on the word and moving, glory to God, by faith, as binding and loosing the hand of the enemy. Use our weapons that you said that are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. God, help us to know, glory, who we are in you and who you are in us, and the authority that you've given us and the power that you've given us, and to let the Holy Spirit do the leading and the guide. He's the compass, glory, that for us. He is, glory to God, our GPS. God, but he is, glory to God, the one that will direct us and keep us close to the Lord as we stay in his word and seek his face and let, glory to God, the Holy Spirit govern our lives. God, we just thank you. You said there's a way that seems right to man, but that way lead to destruction. God, we don't want to get caught up in that. We want to do what Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lead not to our own understanding. All our ways acknowledge you, and you'll direct our paths. There's too many times that we are leading, glory to God, out of that familiar thing or familiar way that we used to you moving or whatever. God, help us to be to a place no matter what, we'll yield these vessels to you. God, we pray for our youth. We pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. We thank you for those that you're snatching out of the hand of the enemy. But it's so many things that we're seeing out here that they're getting caught up in, that they're being abused by the enemy, and then they're getting their lives are being lost, or they're being crippled, or they're being with disease or something, glory to God, because disobedient or rebellious or in the wrong place at the wrong time, or don't want to be obedient, glory to God, and standing on things, doing things, glory to God, that are appeasing their flesh. God, some of it's from hurt and pain and disappointment, others just cause the bullying, other ones just because just because. I want to be a part of. I want to feel this, that, and the other. Other ones just got a rebellious spirit, generational curses and other things. Sometimes it's things going on in their home or whatever. But whatever way it is, there's still a satanic force behind it. We bind that up and command the enemy to loose their heart, loose their minds, loose them in the name of Jesus. Or for some that's so discouraged and so feel suicide, and other ones go out hopelessness. In the name of Jesus, we know it's a spirit from the enemy. Whatever the cause, the root cause, God, we know you know it. So we plead the blood of Jesus that it'll be uprooted and it'll be released from them in the name of Jesus. Open their hearts and their minds that they can receive the word. Ah, God, that they will not trample on the word like pearls of, God, I pray, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that the hearts will be open and minds will be changed. Ah, God, and I'm praying that we'll have sincere people that are living in a holy and righteous life. Glory, I'm not talking about what I do, don't do what I do, but do as I say. God, we are praying. We got to be an example. We got to be better mentors. We got to be able to pray and seek the face of the Lord and bind and loose and not get caught up on judgment, glory to God, for what we see on the outside, because they may look apart, but their heart may be somewhere way farther than what we think. In the name of, they may be dressing, glory to God, following some after someone, and we're stereotyping for what they look like. Oh, glory to God, not saying that a lot of not. They are the image that they see, but there's a lot that's not. And just followers of others, glory to God, want to feel accepted or whatever. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, for deliverance, for salvation to come. Oh, taking out a heart of stone, putting out a heart of flesh, come against rebellion and stubbornness and lying and deceit. Glory to God. And I pray, glory to God, for that disobedient spirit. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up and cast it out and send it back to the dry places from whence it came. Plots and plans, some of us setting up right now in situations and circumstances, following the leader or either being the leader of foolishness, and glory to God, getting caught up, and the ear gates are so open to the things on the internet, things, glory to God, that they see, and all the visuals they see on the television and stuff they see in the streets and things that's going on in their homes. And some of them, glory to God, got a story to tell out of their own houses, glory to God, that is going on with drugs and alcohol and sex, and glory to God, being beaten and ostracized and criticized. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we have no idea what people going through. Their doors are closed, and it can be the neighbor down the street, right across from us or wherever. We don't know what's happening, but God, you know. So help us to pray and not to be caught up on what's going on with ours, because the enemy like to put out a lot of fires going on. We're stirring stuff up in our house, stirring stuff up in the mirror ministry, stirring up something in our health, stirring up so we can be distracted and not be on our post to pray and to rebuke and to bind and to loose. God, help us, glory to God, to be aware and awaken. The more we draw nigh to you, you draw nigh to us, because you said no flesh ain't going to glory in your sight. So that's going to be spirit to spirit, to hear your voice, to be able to know what directions to take and what to do, when to hold them, when to fold them, and when to let go. God, we need you like never before. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace in the midst of all of those different things. Oh, too much death, glory to God. Hallelujah, from sickness and disease coming up in the body of Christ, coming up against our youth, coming up against, glory to God, the different ones, glory to God, that want to have heartedly, glory to God, live lives, glory to God. I pray right now, God, choose you this day who you're going to serve. And those that are in darkness, that we pray, glory to God, for those strongholds to come down so they can come to the light and come into the knowledge. You said man don't want to come to the light because it show up their deeds. But God, we can pray. We can pray and we can be the salt and be that light. Be genuine about the life that we live, and not perpetrating that they see us one way and see us another way and another time. God, help us like never before, so that way we can draw them in. Oh, glory to God, with our life living, because we might be the only Bible somebody read. What are they reading? Not psychic, but what kind of fruit are they seeing? In the name of Jesus, you've got to remember, God don't have us, glory to God, where we have all these different personalities and walking around like we got fruit cocktail. We got to be up, glory to God, genuine, just as our Savior was as he walked, glory to God, this earth, and even as now as being in the heavens with the Father, glory to God, he's making intercessions on our behalf, because he already know, like he told Peter, that, glory to God, I'm praying that your faith fail is not, because that enemy want to sift you. And he's doing everything he can, and some things, glory to God, flesh is just on parade, giving place to the enemy and want to call it the enemy. But God sees and knows all things. Nothing is hidden from him. I don't care how many times people lie and compromise and say this, that, and the other, thinking people don't see certain things that are going on. God has his eyes all around the earth, because, glory to God, we're his eyes, we're his feet, glory to God. He used us for to get this job done, glory to God. But when we don't listen and we don't want to stay connected to the lifeline, the vine, glory to God, all glory to God, is going to be cut off in the name of Jesus. Help us not to be found, glory to God, in error. And wherever we fall short in, help us to repent and get in place, because there's so many people that need the gift that God has given us to accomplish his mission, to get people, glory, delivered and set free so they can be able to live a life accordingly and to encourage and to build up and to tear down what needs to be torn down, not of our flesh and our feelings, of what the word says about things, and not to privately interpretate anything of his word, because he said private interpretation of his word, glory to God. Everything that he said is going to stand in the name of Jesus. Not one jot or one tittle, glory to God. Glory to God, going to pass away. Heaven and earth will before that happens. No compromising, no negotiating. You can't negotiate yourself out of hell. You ain't going to be able to negotiate yourself here on earth on anything, glory to God, other than what God's word says. God help us. God, we need so much in prayer, and so many that need healing, so many need deliverance. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, have mercy, God. Oh, we pray, glory to God, for strength and courage for us to be able to stand and be bold in Jesus Christ. There's always going to be so much to pray. Thank you for our families and our loved ones, and thank you for keeping and touching and healing and delivering. Thank you, Lord God, for the progress and the process of those that haven't. And thank you, Lord God, for continuing to help us too as well. In the name of Jesus, to walk on that straight and narrow, walk circumspectly to your word. Pray one for another, even on this prayer line. The prayer warriors that are so faithfully on the line. And glory to God, thank you that we're encouraging for ourselves as we are blessing and standing in the gap for those, glory to God, that you called us out to do this work. God, we thank you, God, as we go embark upon the seventh year. God, we pray that we stay faithful to what your word is saying. Stay, glory to God, open ears in communication to you and with one another with respect. God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we'll be subject to the Spirit of the Lord and subject to one another. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. God, I call our peace and our joy back in. I pray for wisdom. I pray for discernment. I pray, glory to God, for faithfulness. I pray for commitment and loyalty in the name of Jesus, that we pledge our allegiance to you. Help us to be helpful one to another. And you said, know those that labor among you. Help us, glory to God, to stay alert and stay focused on how we are to walk before you, and when we are walking, with one another, and that we'll be accountable. God, we pray for our leaders, God, for the local assemblies and all across the globe, all around the globe, our pastors and our leaders, that they will be faithful and obedient and not get caught up on the greed and the high-mindedness and the prestige and all that, causing them to get off course, that the fire of the anointing will burn off those things and they'll stay subject to you so they can take care of the flock and encourage them and build them and not shave them, just like to shear the sheep and shave all the way down to the skin, the blood of Jesus, because some leaders are about greed and doing that, and some go over to God, have them so running here, running there, whatever, they can't even breath and have time with their own families. God, I pray a work in this. Oh, God, not any other thing that's going on that shouldn't be. But God, we pray for the leaders that are standing and trying to live a life and holy, that they don't get burnt out, glory to God, that they be here for longevity care. Give them wisdom too of what they need to do, and help some of them, glory to God, so then when we're trying to do the fivefold ministry themselves, when God is blessed for individuals to have the fivefold ministry to do the work. God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying, God, that they will be obedient and that they will submit to you and glory to God, and the blessings will come back to them, and the people will not, glory to God, muzzle the ox. Glory to God, to tread the cone. God, we just praise you. God, we just thank you for the faithful, and we pray for more laborers in the vineyard. We love you today. We appreciate you. Thank you for the food, the clothing, the shelter. I thank you, Lord God, for bringing Archie and Alicia back home safely, God. We thank you, Lord, for the endeavors, God, the things they have to do so quickly in the next 3 weeks to get moved out. God, we just pray, God, that you will bless them and help them, and that there won't be nothing missing, nothing broken, and they don't want to have no regrets of stuff that should have did or could have touched their bodies, God. We bind up incidents, accidents, and mishaps, or whatever, glory to God. Untimely death or sickness, we come against, glory to God, anything that will come against any of our children, our grandchildren, our seed, our church family. Hallelujah, we praise God. God, we pray, glory to God, as we heard the news before coming on, something they're saying about the COVID now is 20% across the nation increase, and then 10% in 45 states. God, we're praying, glory to God. wisdom. We're praying this thing be bound up, cursed, and canceled. And God, there's a work being done in the manifestation. But God, even the things that still need to be wisdom with, God, we are praying, make it bring awareness so that way nothing else will rise up and get out of hand. We believe in, glory to God, as we stand on your word, glory to God, this thing will be eradicated and dismantled. But whatever the ones that didn't take it now, glory to God, spreading and doing whatever, the ones that, glory to God, got other things that are going on and other things that the enemy is trying to bring, any other bears, we bind you up and take authority over and send them back to the dry place of worship. Okay, God, we thank you for your healing power, your deliverance. We thank you, glory to God, for a mighty move of God and all the miraculous miracles that already took place that we've been hearing, glory to God, through the revival, before the revival, now, and even now. Thanking you, Lord. We thank you for keeping us. You are so wonderful. Awesome. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that come against these prayers, send it back to the dry place from whence it came. We loose God's anointing, the Holy Spirit, glory to God, the peace and the joy. And thank you, Lord God, for these, glory to God, the mighty move of God. Thank you for the financial blessings, spiritual blessings. Thank you, Lord God, for teaching us and strengthening us and encouraging us and giving us, glory to God, the power to be able to continue to stand and be faithful and not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you again for your loving kindness. Oh, God, I bless you, and I love you, and I appreciate you, and I adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to ask Brother Black to pray. Praise God. We're going to ask glory to God after Brother Black. I don't see my other sister, but Pastor Bird right away. So Mother Willette, Mother Alexander, his name was right after. Mother Willette, Mother Alexander. Trying to see if my other sister is on so we can put it in that order. Praise the Lord. Also, and then Mother McCormick. God bless you all. In that order, let me open the line first of all for Brother Black. Are you there? Okay. My phone's supposed to be working. Brother Black, are you there? Okay, let me see if these phones are working. Phone is working. Mother Alexander, are you there?
Mother Alexander is here.
Okay, he didn't answer, so we'll try and see if he answered after this. Then we'll put him back on the net, and we'll go on to Mother Willette then. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we praise you. We glorify you. We give you alone all the glory, Lord God. Because you are a God that deliver, you are a God that heal. There is no God like you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you tell us if we pray. So, Lord, here we come before you, Lord God, standing on the promises and claiming the victory over all things, Lord God. Lord, we bind up this spirit of diseases and this spirit of could come against the people of mine, Lord, and come against them with this spirit of fear. We bind this spirit up, Lord. And, Lord God, we ask you to touch the mind, Lord, that they remember who they are in Christ Jesus. Father God, we know your word said, Lord God, that whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. So, Lord, we binding up all these diseases that come against your people, Lord God. For you are a God that heal, Lord God. Help us to stand faithful on your word, Lord God, and to know that if you said it, stand faithful on it. Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. We thank you for the strength, because without you, Heavenly Father, we couldn't do anything. And Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise, because you're the God that deliver, you're the God that heal. And Father, we thank you. Thank you for watching over our families, Lord God. Because only you make that possible, Heavenly Father. Wherever they are, Lord, we know that you will keep an edge around them, Lord God. And Lord, we just give you thanks for these things, Heavenly Father. Most of all, Lord God, we ask you to continue to keep us strengthened. That no matter where we are or what we do, we must always have you first, Lord God. Crying out to you day and night, Lord God. Binding up the works of the enemy that come against them in the name of Jesus. For we know that your promise is said, Lord God, that whatever we bind. So, Father, we binding up this sickness, this pestilence that seems to be rising. But we know that your promises said, Lord God, whatever we bind on earth, and we also know that your promises said, Lord God, you will take away sickness and disease from the midst of us. So help us to remember, Lord God, that you already gave us the authority to bind and stand faithful. For you is not a God that lies. You is not a God that you tell us one thing and you mean another. No, what you say is that's it. And Lord, we believe in the word, Lord God, that if you said it, it's that. It's done. We continue to stand faithful no matter what we hear in this world, no matter what they say. We believe that your word is what we're supposed to stand faithful on, knowing that there is no other way. And Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for the youth today, Lord God. We bind up that spirit of drugs and alcohol that come against the youth today. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch the mind, Lord God. And these young people, Lord God, it's only you can renew their minds, Lord God. So many of them out there in the street, Lord God. You see them out, young girls, young boys, standing up out there in the street. This false spirit of addiction, we bind it up in the name of Jesus that it will loose these young people's minds. So many killing and these guns and shooting. We know, Father God, that your promises tell us, Lord God, above all, you want us to be in good health. But we also know that you tell us about the enemy that we have. But your word tells us if we pray. So that let us understand, Lord God, no matter what goes on here in this world, if we pray, stand faithful, believing by faith that it's got to come down. Oh, God, help us to know, Lord God, that you gave us authority and power and dominion here on earth. Over the works of the enemy, you gave us that power, Lord God. Help us to know that we can stand, Lord God. For your word is stronger than any other thing in this earth or in this world, Lord God. Lord, I pray for sisters that losing their mind, Lord God, worrying about what's going on with this one and what's going on with the other one. Oh, God, touch our mind that she know that you can take care of each one of our sisters. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's matter what she is praying and standing in the gap for. Because no sickness, no disease have authority over your word. Oh, Father God, touch our Lord God. We know that you gave her a sound mind, Lord God. And we know that your promises tell us in your word. You tell us in your word if we pray. Cry out to God and stand. And Lord God, touch her that she will stand. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that we will know that she can stand through this storm. Don't give up. For Teresa, Lord God, help her to be strong, Lord. Our sister is gone, but she can stand. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that she will continue to claim the victory that you gave her through all that come against her, Lord. We know you brought her out, and she knows that. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy on Terry, Lord. Have mercy. Because I know you see all the trials she went through, Lord God. But I believe, Father God, that your promise says, if we pray, and use no respecter of person, Lord, if you do it for one, you'll do it for the other. And I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen her, that you will straighten up and go back to be ourselves again, praying and standing on your word. Oh, Lord, thank you for your grace and your mercy in our life. I pray for my grandchildren and not just mine alone, for all grandchildren and grandmother that is standing in the gap, Lord God. I touch an agreement with them, Lord God, that our grands are strong. Pray, Lord God, that you continue to keep an edge around them, that they will remember who they are, Lord God. And stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus, because nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord, those who know, those who don't know. I pray for them, Lord God, and ask you, Lord, to continue to strengthen them, that they cry out to you, Lord God. Father God, you see all that goes on here unheard. Wars and rumors of war, you already told us about these things, but you always tell us too in your word, John, if we pray. So, Father, I pray in agreement with my brothers and sisters in the war in Ukraine that they will cry out to you and pray, Lord God, because there's none the enemy do that is more powerful than the word of prayer. If we just stand faithful, regardless how things come, and still stand. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you so much because you've been so good to us, Lord God. You never leave us because you said in your word, and you never did. You never forsake us. You never leave us. If we cry out to you and stand on your promises. Father, I thank you for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Strengthen them, Lord. Help them to continue to stand on your promises and to cry out to you, Lord God. And help the body of Christ to make right choices, Lord God. That they know that the authority and the dominion was given to us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I pray for pastors, Lord. Those that is getting weak down, Lord. I stand in agreement with those that is standing strong on the promises, Lord God. That no weapon formed against them shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord, I know your promises is real. And, Lord, we know that nobody can change your word, Lord. If you said it, we hold on to that. Because no matter what goes on, you is watching over your word. And, Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Bind up any disease, any sickness, anything that the enemy tries against the body, Lord. We bind it up. Cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs, because we know, Father God, that your stripe we were healed, Lord. You tell us it twice in the word. You tell us over and over, Lord God. You have taken away sickness. You have taken away diseases. And Lord, we believe, Lord God, no matter when these fiery darts come against the body, that we have authority to speak against it and command it to loose in the name of Jesus, because we know its work, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, have mercy on your people, Lord God, that they will remember who they are in Christ Jesus and stand boldly. I pray for each and every one of my sisters and brothers here in the prayer line, Lord, that we continue to stand boldly and pray for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God. Father, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for bringing us to as one in this prayer line. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you make a way, Lord God, that this prayer line continue to go on by strengthening the head of the prayer line. No matter what comes, you still fight. And, Lord God, we thank you for these things, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, Brother Black.
Yeah.
All right, are you available for prayer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, God. We bless your name. We love you. We lift you up. You're the victory in our lives, God. Hallelujah. You are a consuming fire. Hallelujah. God, we acknowledge you, even your name, in the name of Jesus, which is above all things. Every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, every weakness has to come down, has to loose its hold in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the river of life flowing out of us. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, that your word, Lord, manifests, Lord, from our... Lord, with your word to overflowing, God, we think those things as God thinks. I ask your word, Lord. God,
it's going in and out. Minister Black. Hello? Minister Black.
Thank you for the peace that surpasses understanding, God.
In the name of Jesus. Minister Blood. Minister Black, I'm going to have to mute you and let you come back in because you evidently can't hear me.
That's your name, God. We honor you, God. There is none like you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We have something to praise you about, God. We have a right to praise you, God, because we are your children, your servants, your friends, God. We are the branch and you're the vine, and daddy is the husbandman, God. We thank you, Lord, for all these benefits, God. We can praise you. We can worship you, God. We have the whole armor of God. Lord, we have prayer. God, we can stand together, two or more, gathered in your name. There you are in the midst, God. We can speak your word, God. We can rejoice even in the midst of whatever, of trials, God. Hallelujah. Just knowing, Lord, that we're seated right by the side of Jesus at his right hand in the kingdom of God, making intercessions, God. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. God. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Mother Willette. And then,
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. For being the true and living God. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for another day's journey. We thank you for my sisters and brother in Christ that has already prayed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And according to your word in Matthew, praise God, 18th chapter, we touch and agree with them in the prayers that they have prayed, Father God, for so many in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise. I appreciate you, Lord God, for what you've already done for us. You blessed us and sustained us and preserved us for another day. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the earth. And, Lord God, we pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus for, Lord God, renewed relationships with you. We pray, Father, for so many, Lord God, that, Lord God, they wake up and they go about their day and maybe they don't even think about you, Lord God. But we pray that we would get this right. We would start back seeking ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, Lord God, hallelujah. And we know those things that we stand in need of. You said, act, hallelujah, you shall receive. Knock and the door be open. Seek and you shall find. So as we come before your presence, Lord God, your presence, your mighty presence, for you are a mighty God. You are a good God. You are a loving God, a faithful God, covenant-keeping God. Even when we have not always been faithful, you have always been faithful. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you're not an idol. You're not a figment of our imagination. But, Lord God, you are real. And I pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who, Lord God, may not even know you at all, and some have an ideal about you, Lord God. But we're praying, God, for a renewed relationship, Lord God, tonight, especially with our young people, Lord God. Some have been taught by grandma or great-grandma or some parents, Lord God, may have mentioned about the Lord Jesus. But, Lord God, maybe we have not done as good a job as we thought. But we pray, God, that you put a servant of yours in their path, Lord God, that always bring up, Lord God, something about you that will steer them back to the path that leads to you. For God, no one on this earth is going to be able to survive life on earth, Lord God, without you. So we pray, Lord God, for our young people. We pray that, Lord God, they'll turn to you in their hour, Lord God, not just of need, but, Lord God, it's an emergency that people, hallelujah, get a relationship with you, Lord God. So we pray for our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, those that, Lord God, have a knowledge, Lord God, some knowledge of you, but yet they haven't surrendered their lives to you. So that's priority tonight, Lord God, because we know we've heard a lot about, Lord God, Matthew, the 25th chapter, about the wise and foolish virgins, and we know that Jesus is coming back. And sometimes he comes back sooner than later for some people, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, people are leaving here left and right, Lord God, but we thank you that our life is in your hands. You're the one that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we act or think. So we're praying, Lord God, and we pray that your Holy Spirit will help us, Lord God, to pray those things that's medically necessary, which is, Lord God, the soul, salvation of souls. Yes, we desire that those that are hurting, Lord God, will recover. Those that have had surgeries, Lord God, they will, Lord God, recover in the name of Jesus. Those been God, who have received diagnosis, Lord God, that are not positive, we pray, God, that you turn it around. And, Lord God, we pray that you work every situation out for good. That's what our prayer is. We pray that people not die in their state if they're not in a right relationship with you. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that it's imperative. God, manifest yourself to people today to let them know, yes, I am the I am that I am. I'm going to do just what I say. Lord God, you're looking at how people treat one another. We ask you, Lord God, as people of God, that we watch, Lord God. Lord God, and make sure we're living, hallelujah, letting your Holy Spirit order our steps, direct our path. Help us, Lord God, to be the light that we're supposed to be, that we may point so many to you in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, have mercy on our soul. Forgive us for all of our sins. Blot out our transgressions, and we cancel, Lord God, these distractions that the enemy is bringing. God, I'm sure that you have given Brother Black some important words to pray tonight, but the enemy tried to come in and go yakety-yak, 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 and break up that line to keep us from hearing what he had to say, that we might touch and agree with him. So we pray, oh, Lord God, that the words that he was praying is not lost, because we know you heard him in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray, oh, Lord God, for every leader, every person in positions of authority tonight. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, first of all, that they will live quiet and peaceful lives, and they will look to the hills from which cometh their help. I pray that they people realize, especially those in leadership positions, you can't make a good decision without the help of God, without wise counsel that God has ordained, hallelujah, to give you help, without the Holy Ghost working on the inside to help you to know how to handle every situation. And God, we're in a crisis situation. And Lord God, we know that you're able to, Lord God, turn this thing around and work it out for our good, because your word teaches that all things work together for good. Some things we don't like. I don't like certain things, especially if it's going to bring about harm or hurt. Lord God, we just had another big earthquake, I'm told, Lord God. And I know that there's rumblings in the earth because, Lord God, is to get somebody's attention. And, God, something's going on. But I pray, God, whatever's going on, that those things that we don't see, that you work it out in the name of Jesus, and you do not let the enemy have any victory in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you that you sent Jesus, and Jesus accomplished his mighty acts when he was here in the earth, and he's still sitting at the right hand with you making intercession on our behalf, and I appreciate you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. God, I thank you so much, because even though we don't see everything, and sometimes we don't have the big picture, but we know, Lord God, Jesus is coming back. So we've got to make sure, Lord God, we're doing all we can, Lord God, to point others to you in Jesus' name. And what we can't do, we pray, God, that you allow, hallelujah, your warring angels to encamp about us, keep us safe wherever we go, our family safe. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for every victory. Thank you for making us more than overcomers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you've already given us what pertains to life and godliness. Thank you for healing our bodies. Hallelujah. Thank you that the word of God dwells on the inside of us. So when stuff try to come against us, it's got to come against your word. And the last time I checked, your word will stand because you are your word. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. I pray for wisdom tonight. I pray for, Lord God, knowledge. Lord God, I thank you for what Paul said. Paul, he said, you know what? The things that took place in his life, he counted as dung that he might what? Know Christ. I pray, Lord God, that people get to know who you are. They get to, Lord God, hallelujah, experience your love, a love that has already dealt with the sin issue. It would make me say, God, if you're the God who has already dealt with my sin and I hadn't even come to you, I thank you for doing that, and I'm willing to surrender my life to you. Have mercy on mankind everywhere, Heavenly Father. We pray for our military. We pray about this war, Lord God, in Ukraine. We pray, God, that you save those, Lord God, in Ukraine. We pray that you help them, Lord God, and deal with the enemy everywhere. God, deal with them, Lord God. And we know there's a day that's coming where you're going to send one angel to get him and throw him into the pit in the name of Jesus. And God, we know the day is a day of reckoning is coming for the enemy and those who refuse and reject Christ as Lord. Lord, have mercy on America. Have mercy upon people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Father God, in Christ Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that people will develop, Lord God, a passion, a zeal after God. I pray that they will pursue him, Lord God. They will chase after God because they realize there's nothing in this world worth taking place of a good relationship with the Father in the name of Jesus. So we pray for our young ones. We come against these distractions, Lord God. We come against the darkness of the land in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you give us divine, Lord God, freedom and deliverance, Lord God, from every yoke of stronghold or addiction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, your anointed word, will go forth and set free, save, heal, and deliver. God, you know those that need a special, Lord God, miracle tonight. We pray as we pray the prayer of faith while we're talking to you, even now, that you release supernatural miracles, Lord God, to those that need a special miracle on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, as long as we come believing and having faith that you're big enough to do it, God, do it in the name of Jesus. You said whatever we ask you in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you would give it to us so that our joy be full. Glory be to God. We love you on tonight, Heavenly Father. So much more we can pray about. We ask you for help, Lord God. Help the body of Christ. Lord God, those in positions of leadership, those that have fallen by the wayside, I pray, God, that you let, Lord God, your spirit lift them back up. Raise them back up, Lord God, and refresh them and remind them, Lord God, that it's time, Lord God, to make sure we're walking right, that we stay on the narrow path in the name of Jesus, and that we're looking to hear what you have to say. And as long as we open up your words, you're going to speak to us every time in the name of Jesus. We pray blessings and peace and favor, Lord God, on our loved ones and those that are on this prayer lines and their faith, their families, Lord God, their loved ones, their friends, Lord God. You know what everyone stands in need of. God, we pray that we draw closer to you. You said if we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us. Yes, you will, in Jesus' name. I honor you on tonight. I pray for our, Lord God, spiritual leader, Lord God, on this prayer line, Minister BJ. I pray, God, that her needs are met. Thank you, Lord God. She sounds much better today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for dealing with that respiratory situation, Lord God. Strengthen her, Lord God, day by day. Give her the help that she needs that she may continue your, Lord God, assignment upon her life in Jesus' name. We pray for our other ministers, Lord God. I lift them up in the name of Jesus, Pastor Bird, Prophet Bird, in the name of Jesus, Pastor Sims, glory be to God. So many, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Brenda, Sister Alexander, Sister McCormick, Brother Black, Lord God, Sister Rachel, in the name of Jesus. So many, Lord God. Pastor Burton, in Christ Jesus' name. Apostle Anew, praise God, in the name of Jesus. We just lift up your people tonight and those that come on this line. We pray for them, and we pray that as they come on the prayer line, that they know they're coming to meet with you. And as long as they come believing that they receive and not always asking for themselves, but if they intercede for somebody else, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to consider those, Lord God, our neighbors, our friends, Lord God, others that are standing in need of help. We bless you this evening. We praise you this evening. We honor you, Lord God. And we thank you that we belong to you. We know you're going to deal with this uprising of this pandemic in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that soon it shall be a thing of the past also. But we thank you that you take care of us every day. And we love you. We appreciate you. Jesus, we thank you so much for what you're doing. We invite your Holy Spirit to order our steps, direct our path. Help us to be quick to be in obedience to you. In Jesus' name, we worship you. We love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mother McCormick.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that have already prayed on this afternoon. Glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We just thank God for Pastor Hubbard, Lord God. We just thank God for each and every one that have already prayed before me. Father, we come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive me for every sin and fault that I have said or done. We come, Lord God, just thanking you, Lord God, for the things that you have done down through the years where you have brought us from, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, for how you gave me good, sweet rest last night, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, for how you woke me up this morning with a brand new day I never seen before, God. I realized it was nothing so great or good that I've done, but it was you, Lord, that touched me, Lord God, and give me a chance to get up out of the bed and rise again. I realize, Lord God, it is you, Lord God, that have been so merciful and so kind and so good to us, Lord God, that you keep making a way, Lord God, when we don't even understand and don't know why and things go like it is, but we know, God, it is you, Lord God, that opened doors and making ways and changing things. And so, God, we just ask you right now to look down on your people everywhere, Lord God. Touch those, God, that don't know you on tonight, Lord. Those that's struggling on tonight. Those that wants to live right and to do right. But those, somewhere or another, God, that they get so distraction about different things. But we know you is that healer. We know that you is that deliverer, God, and we know that you have we know that you is able to take us through in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you would just help us, Lord. Help us because we need you, Lord. We need you like never before, Father, because we know that your word tells us in Matthew 6 and 33, but seek first the kingdom of God in his righteousness and all these things shall be added to you. Let us know that we got to seek you. We got to call on your name. We got to look to you for whatever the situation that we're going through. We got to trust and believe in what the word of God is saying. And we got to also, you said in your word, God, in Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. And I will be exalted among the haters. I will be exalted in the earth. And so, God, I thank you for that word because that was a word that came to my life, came to my heart today as I was going through some, as I was sitting watching the baby. That word came to my heart today, and I praise God for it to let me know that you got the situation, things that we going through sometimes that we so worry about it, that we so frustrated about. You already worked it out. You already changing things in the midst of situation that sometimes we are struggling and pulling our hair about. You already turning things around. So God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the word that your anointed word that came forward to let me know that you are still talking to me. You are still a working out situation. That I still have an ear to hear what the Spirit says in the name of Jesus, that I can obey you and look to you and look to the hills from which coming my help, knowing that all my help comes from you. So, God, as I pray that prayer, as I seek you, I pray for other ones that they will realize, Lord God, it is you that's making a way for us. We cannot do it ourselves. We cannot turn things around. We cannot make things change, but we can trust and rely on what that word says, that we got to stand on the word. Like Mother Alexander always said, we got to continue to pray. We got to continue to stand on that word and not just be that, hear the word, but do what that word says do. So, God, I thank you for all the prayer warriors that's on this line that prays and encourage us all when we on the line, not just the other people that's on the line, but even some of the prayer warriors are going through things that we need help too. In the name of Jesus, we ain't elect. We need some help too. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to have mercy on us all, because we all are struggling. We all going through one thing or another. But we got to realize, God, that we know that you is our helper. You is our strength in a time of need. You are the one that's going to take us through. You are the one that's going to help us to be strong in the Lord, in the power of your might, that we can put on the whole armor of God, and we'll be able to stand against the wiling of the devil. Because the devil is a liar. He is a liar tonight. He may come, but we can learn how, like the woman of God said, bind them spirits up. Bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. Go about your business. Bind it up. When you see this stuff coming in our life, cast down those imaginations in the name of Jesus. Cast it down. Cast them cares on him. Care for us. And I'm so glad I know that he cares for us tonight in the name of Jesus. So as I pray this prayer tonight, I pray and I tell other ones that are on the line, God cares for you on tonight. So help us to be encouraged. Encouraged tonight. And be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Because he sees and he knows all things. And so, God, we pray, Lord God. We pray for the people everywhere, God, that's holding their heads down and feel like they can't make it, feel like they're in the stress and they feel like they just can't go no further. Oh, I let you know tonight, God loves you. God cares for you. He's concerned about you. In the name of Jesus, he knows where you are. He knows what you're going through. He knows that your heart gets heavy and laden sometimes. But cast those burdens on him, because he cares for you in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, Lord, because you're so good. You're so merciful, God. And you keep proving yourself to your people. You keep letting us know we can make it. You keep letting us know that we don't have to lean on our own understanding. We can trust in you. And we can realize, God, that your word tell us in Matthew 21 and 22, and whatsoever thing you ask in prayer, believe you will receive. Whatever we ask, just believe. And that's what you want us to do tonight. Just believe and be obedient to your word. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for those that stand aside the highway, those that's hungry, those that needs help tonight, Lord God. Oh, Father, touch right now, Lord. Have mercy on them. I pray for the leader of the country. God, I pray for the leader in the church, the body of Christ. I pray that they will realize, Lord God, that you are leading them, that they should lead people in the right way and give them the word that help them to stand and be what you want them to be, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for families everywhere, God, because so many families are going through one thing or another, and so many families are struggling where it look like everything may be looking good when it goes outside, but we never know. We never know what's going on in the inside of those closed doors in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for every house everywhere, Father, all over the world, everywhere, because there's so many things that are going on in the nation, in the government, Lord God, even in the house of prayer, Lord God. So many hidden things are hidden where people think everything is all good, and there's some things that's hidden under the cover. But God going to pull the cover. He will pull the cover in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord. And we pray for those that's sick in their body, those that's in the nursing home, Lord God, lying in a bed of affliction, Lord God, not able to get up, not able to do, not even able to open up their mouth, not even able to open their eyes, but they're still here. Oh, God, we don't know why, but they're still here. And we don't even have to know why. We don't have to know why, but we just thank you for them being still here. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for those that's in pain tonight, those that's in pain, those so one that's in pain, they're not even in the hospital. Someone's walking around doing a job, trying to work and trying to pay the bills, trying to take care of the family. Got 2 and 3 jobs and in pain. Nobody knows about it. Help us, Lord God, and just continue to pray for people, Lord God, like that. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to keep our light shining, that men and women might see the Jesus in us, God, as we walk this journey. That we don't have a mind, that we don't have a heart to turn people down. That we will lift them up and we will encourage them and let them know God is able. God is able to bring you through. He's able to lift you out of the situation. Oh, God, as we continue to go through our trials and tribulations, help us to count it all joy when we fall in down with temptation. Help us to count it joy because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we know, God, if we got some joy, we got some strength. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would teach us, Lord, when we don't know what to say or what to do, help us to go to you, Lord God. Help us to go to the throne, boldly to you, Lord God, that we can find help and mercy in a time of need. We need you tonight, Lord, like never before. We can't make this journey down here by ourselves. We need you, Lord God. Somebody's standing in the need right now, Lord. Somebody in jail, Lord God, that don't even supposed to be in there. Somebody, Lord God, is in jail and did some things. Now they're sorry for it, but they got to suffer the consequences because they didn't listen. They didn't want to listen. They didn't want to listen when somebody tried to tell them something. They don't want to listen. Oh, God, help us to learn how to open up our ears and listen when somebody trying to tell you something to help you to go forward and do things right. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So many things have happened in this world, but we trust you, Lord God, and we know that you see each and everything that's going on. We thank you, Lord God. As I read this here, I'm going to quit. Jeremiah. Sister Hubba always say this word, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, you declare the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God, I thank you on tonight because I know that you know the plans of all our life. And I'm not just talking about my life, all our life. You know the plans of our life. You know the plans for us to be prosper and be in help. You know, I'm going to add that to it on the other scripture. You want us to prosper and be in help even as our soul prosper. You don't want us to be down and out. You don't want us to be trouble. You came that we have life and that more abundantly. Because you said the word of God said the joy of the Lord is our strength. You came that we can go forward. So we pray, Lord God, for our family. We pray for our sisters and brothers in Christ. We pray for the world as a whole on tonight. And we pray that you would touch those that's struggling, those that's going through. We pray, Lord God, for all sickness everywhere, Lord God. Not going to call everybody all the things out on tonight, but we know that you know all the sickness that's going on in the world. Those that's sick in their mind, those that have blood problems, those that have kidney problems, those that have arthritis, diabetes, those that have heart problems, muscle joints. Oh, Father, you know those that's going through allergy, those that's going through a liver problem, lupus, those that's going through eye problems, those that's going through thyroid problems, cancer, all of these problems, not calling all of out, just like I said. You done did all that 2,000 years ago. We already healed. Thank you, Lord God, for the healing power right now. I claim it. I believe it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I pray right now, God, for the world as a whole, God. Keep us, Lord, as we walk this journey. Help us to keep our focus Help us to keep our mind on you, Lord God, because you are the one. You said, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to our own understanding. And all our ways acknowledge you, and you would direct that path. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shouldn't hold our head down, but sometimes we do. Help us, Lord, in those areas that we fall short in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will help us, Lord God, to keep our focus on you. We pray, Lord God, that you will help us to stay in the spirit, in your spirit, not in just a spirit, but a spirit of you as we walk this journey, as we go forward, walking by faith and not by sight, keeping our mind stayed on you, Lord God. We love you on tonight. We appreciate you. We pray, Lord God, again for all the prayer warriors, though that we have already prayed for our sisters, all our sisters and brothers, even those that have already been on the prayer line. We pray for those. We thank God for all those prayers that have come up and have went through for people, good testimony that people have went through and have come out of. We thank God for that, Lord, because we know it was you that done it. It was you that done it. We couldn't have done it by ourselves, but it was you. We thank you, God, for your son, Jesus Christ. And, Father, we love you. We appreciate you. Continue, Lord, to help us, Lord. Keep us, Lord God, as we walk this journey. Command our ways unto you, Lord. The trust also in you. And I know, God, you will bring all things to pass. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God for all the prayers. We ask him, Pastor Sims, to go ahead and pray, and then we'll have Sister Rachel to pray afterwards. And this is our prayer.
Okay. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know, O Lord. If thou withdraw thyself from thee, O whither shall I go? Lord, we come tonight. We come lifting your name on high. Father, it's a needy time. And we come before you because we don't have any other place to go. We have to know where to run. And we have to believe that you will do just what you say you do. I bless your name, and I thank you for this prayer line, Father God, that you caused to be in existence for this 7 years, Father. We pray for Pastor BJ and her family, Lord, and everyone on the prayer line. We ask for added and supernatural blessings, Lord, to come their way because they're such faithful warriors. And I thank you, Lord, for all of the many prayers that have gone up and people have been blessed, people have been healed, people have been strengthened, people have been saved. Lord, we love you tonight. And I, for one, thank you, Father, that both of my sons are up walking around after hip surgeries, both of them, hip resurfacing and hip surgery. Father, I thank you for your mercy and your grace. Father, we realize that these things don't have to happen. It could go the other way. But when you give us favor, Father, we have to say thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift that thou hast given unto us, Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Father, for not letting the earthquake that came through this morning destroy us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for a mind to do what's right, for a mind to serve you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for every individual in this world, all over the world, Father. We ask, Lord God, that you turn these murdering spirits around and away from mankind, Father, but send it back to the pit from which it came. Father, there's so much to pray for. Father, we pray for that family in our community. In fact, it was on Pastor Burton's street in her neighborhood where the son, killed his mother and his daughter. Father, we come, we just ask you to please, Father, bring peace out of this. Let some good come out of it, Father. It was a terrible and a horrible thing to happen, Father. For all these young people carrying guns and killing in the streets, Father, turn that murdering spirit back away from mankind, back to the abyss, Lord, never to rise up again. And, Father, we also pray for the pandemic that's still in existence. And we ask for prayer for one of my friends that's like a daughter to me that has come down with this disease, Father, with this dreaded illness, Father. Father, we ask you just to hold us in the hollow of your hand. And, Father, help us to be Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 warriors, Lord, that we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And, Father, don't let us lean to our own understanding. In all of our ways, Father, help us to acknowledge you as you direct our path. We thank you for your word, Father. It's so real and it's so true. And, Father, if you just teach us to hold on to that word, no matter how we feel or how we think it is, that we, the facts may be one thing, but the truth is what your words say. Father, help us to teach the young people or whoever comes in our path that we'll be able to let our light shine so that they can see you and lift you up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we pray for bereaved families everywhere, all over this land and country, even, Lord God, that my family who's still under the grieving of some for our sister that left us in July, Father, we ask that you just give people the peace and the understanding that only comes from you. And, Father, we thank you because you said you give us new mercies every day. We need those new mercies, Father. We need you. We need your guidance. We need your help in these trying times, Lord, when you don't know sometimes what to do and which way to go. When we seek your face, O Lord, Jehoshaphat said, Father, we look to thee. We don't know what to do, but we look into you, Lord, and your word. Help us, Father, to be diligent students of your word, that we be in accord with what you say, and we would do likewise, Lord. We ask that you continue, Father, to bless all of the mothers, that they would be able to get close to their children so that they would listen, that we hope they would listen. We can't beat old people over the head with the word, but if we plant seeds, seeds will grow. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord, for this wonderful day that you've allowed us to live in, Lord. We thank you. And we ask, Father God, that you continue to watch over us and bless us, Father. If we're doing something wrong, we ask that you point it out to us so that we can straighten up our life, because truly we want to live for you and you alone. Lord, we love you. We bless you. We give you honor and praise. And, Father, we ask these blessings in the strong, mighty, powerful name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir.
Mm. Praise the Lord. Sister Rachel, you left the line?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise God. If she has for us, the Lord, we're going to go ahead and open the only lines for prayer requests. I'm going to read something that we haven't read in a while we're getting ready to receive those prayer requests. I have a couple of them from some of the other sisters to make those requests. But I'm going to read this. Daily Confession of Faith. In Christ, I am anointed and powerful person of God. I am a joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I am a doer of the word of God and channel for his blessings. If God be for me, who can be against me? I am blessed coming in. You put yourself in all of this. Coming in, and I'm blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God has commanded his blessings on my storehouse. He has opened his good treasures, and I shall lend and not borrow. I am the head and not the tail. He has given me power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place. I have his protection and provision. God is my refuge, my fortress. I am not afraid of the snares of the fowler. No evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. God has given his angels charge over me, and they are bearing me up in their hand, lest I dash my foot against a stone. As declared in Psalms 91, 1 Peter 2, 9, established, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation,
I am a peculiar person, called out of darkness into the marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:24, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, affliction, infections, or any other disease cannot enter my body. I am without spot or blemish. And an intercessor, the righteous of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rises up against me in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I am saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Most High God. He is worthy of the praise. We're going to take that prayer request that to pray, glory to God, for that family, glory to God, that Pastor Sims just spoke of. We'll pray for her family as well. We're going to pray also a prayer request for Pastor Bird's nephew that we've been praying about. You're saying, you know, the one that she was talking about that, believe is a cancer that's really, he's only 22, 23, and that she had us praying about, and the doctors more or less want him to be go home and just be comfortable. But the father and so forth, his heart is just so heavy and trying to do everything he can you know, prolong life as possible. He said, I forgot how long it was, 2-3 years or how long it's been, Pastor said it. Oh, it's been a while back that he lost his wife, and now, you know, just their only child, and this is a miracle child. So that family and him really need some prayer, and it was one other doctor said they can't do anything else, but now it's somebody else saying, we can't heal him, but we can, whatever. So there's this concern with that, with all that's going on, and we know there are doctors out there that will, you know, money, whether it's your dentist, whether it's some situation with cancer or something else to prolong, cause money involved. So praying that it don't have to be anything like that. I mean, we know God can heal, but in the midst, God, let your will be done in the directions in this, and comfort the family and encourage and help that father too, where he get to a place like the pastor was saying, you know, God heal and praise God, he'll be in a, and you know, accept, and if there be a release, to accept, but not to be to that point where right now, that the place that he's in now, he definitely needs some prayer. We also continue to pray for Pastor Danny's Dana's son in the situation there, praying that he will get some service that he does need. Another young lady, you heard her name before, Athena, when we were praying about our son back and forth in trouble, but about stealing cars, this, that, and the other, you know, did it about 3 or 4 times. This time, he stole from somebody's car from the school, supposed to be getting ready to graduate, was a possibility, he may or may not anyway. But the enemy had his mind twisted enough, be on camera at school, and stole somebody's vehicle. So that's another situation. I'm sorry about these alarms, you're on the phone. We're using the phone today. We want you to be praying for that as we continue to pray for our young people. There's one other person, too, but I can't think of that one right now. But also, if I didn't say it the other night, Mother Camp, the one that's 92, that's next door, and would have been in the hospital for those several months, and then she came out, then they was doing a CAT scan for something else, and they ended up being finding those blood clots. How about the lady is home, didn't even know she's home until I talked to her daughter a few days later, and she's been home, and bless the Lord, been out for three of those days, from the 4 days that she's been home and whatever, and pray for that family. It's there, one of their cousins too as well, with her nephew. But in the meantime and stuff like that, she is doing wonderfully well. So thank God for all the prayers, and her daughter, thanking the Lord for the prayers too as well. So we thank God for her. Continue to, that's Mother Kemp, Mother Freeman, supposed to be had some tests done. I have to call and find out whether they've already done or what they were supposed to be doing this week. She was having still yet pain and stuff like that, and various different things, problems head in her head for pain there and stuff, keep her from sleeping, in her shoulder and over down in her back and her knees. And she done had surgeries already in time past. That second surgery was that one on her knees a few years back,
and that's the one that started all the problems. The first knee replacement was fine, but the second one ended up being a problem, so she's in a lot of agony and pain. So keep her in prayer. Those are my prayer requests. Does anybody else have any?
Minister BJ, you mentioned something about a situation, and it made me thought about this young lady, Khalil. My friend's granddaughter, she's only like about 20, and they found a mass or something somewhere in her rear part. I don't know whether it's the back, the behind, or where, but they're saying they cannot do anything. My friend, she's praying that her father and mother will not make a decision and let her go through some type of experimental medication,
yeah,
because
yeah.
She's kind of concerned about that. But she said, you know, when you got money, and I think apparently the family has insurance, medical insurance for the young
mm-hmm.
lady. So, and the young lady has two little boys. I don't know if they're twin or what, but the doctors are saying that, you know, they couldn't do anything. But I guess because there's money involved, now they're implying that, and I asked her if it was malignant, because she never did use the cancer word, but she said it was malignant. But they act like they don't know what it is, but they're saying they can't do anything. But now I guess if there's medical insurance available, then they want to try some type of, I don't know, experimental-type drugs with her. But they, at the same time, they're saying that they can't do anything. But, you know, the prayer is that the family, and I asked her if her son, you know, was saved and that they taught her about the Lord, and she says, no, not really, because, you know, he goes to a church, but he paid child support, but he really didn't spend any time with the child. So she was more so with her mother. And in any case, she wants the family to make a decision, you know, to, I just pray that they have direction from God. God, the Holy Spirit, give them direction on what they need to do. I said, well, whatever the case, she needs to be told about the Lord Jesus, and her heart needs, she needs to be saved. And pray the Lord, if it's his will to live, we're praying that I'm touching her green and believing that God will save her life and give her a second chance at life at the same time. But if the family has the decision on whether or not they're going to do nothing and just let her live, because the grandma is looking at the fact, well, she's going to lose her hair, she's going to go through all this pain and suffering if she go through the experimental drugs, and maybe she'll do better if she just, you know, just live one day at a time. So it's a big decision to make, and she says her son is not talking to her because he really didn't want to have anything with the daughter or the grandchildren by her. So we're praying that family just needs some guidance from the Lord, and God will work the situation out the way that it should be. So, but that's what her name is Khalil.
Khalil.
And from she really needs salvation. We're praying for parents. That's why we pray so much for parents, to please try to direct their children, try to bring them up to know who God is and help them develop a relationship with the Lord. That's why I'm praying that God will manifest himself to families and let they may know him. And because I don't know how people are going to live without Christ in their life. I really don't. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Okay, then we're going to take these prayer requests tonight. Mother Willette, you take the prayer request for Pastor Sims, since she had made that mention of this a man killed his mother and father, and pray for them on the street that Apostle Burton stay on. I hadn't talked to them, so I'm just hearing this for the first time, too. And pray for Pastor Sims' family for, like you said, the light getting ready to come around again, and some of her family members, sisters or whatever, or brothers or however, or whatever, whoever the family members are. They still have a heavy grief on their apart, glory to God, from that. And Mother Alexander, would you pray for Pastor Bird's nephew? The situation is he's at a time, a place too, where the doctor is saying, just let him go home and rest. They've done all they can. And pray for the father, you know, heart is still so heavy, and he's fighting, you know, to do whatever he can to help prolong the, his life. But they said that whatever that cancer does, spread it everywhere. And
what's his name?
I don't remember what she done told me, but I don't remember what his name. I just remember it's the nephew. And also, what is? Oh, pray for the father.
Pray
for the
father name.
And the father and something else. I was trying to. Oh, I can't remember the other part. Never mind. Just that's the main important part right there. And I'll go ahead and pray.
You said the father, but you don't remember the father's name? So just say son and father.
No, ma'am. All I know is
okay then. Okay.
Just telling you the situation. I don't remember the names.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. So if you pray for them, pray for Mother McCormick. I mean, Mother Willette, pray for, like I was saying, the situation, Pastor Sims' request, and also her family for grief. I'm trying to remember. Mother McCormick, pray for Pastor Daney's, you know, the son that we've been praying for that's pray for this, whatever this spirit of demonic spirit that just got him all tied up in rebellion and stuff, this disobedience and that mouth in there. His name is, it's what a L. Okay. How did she say? Tyler, no, it's a T. Tyler, his name is Tyler. They are dealing with a rebellious son right now. Mother McCormick, please. Okay,
no,
Brother Black, did you leave?
No, I'm here.
Okay, would you pray for Pastor Danny's son? Tyler, the rebellion, and then, you know, he's got some demonic spirits, you know, that's kind of controlling him, that we believe in God for deliverance. Okay, Mother Alexander, you go ahead and pray. Mother Alexander, go ahead and pray. And Mother Willette, and then Brother Black, and I'll pray for Pastor Mother Willette's friend.
Okay, you said this was Sister Bird's relative?
Nephew. Prophet Bird's nephew.
Okay.
And the father.
Glory to God. Heavenly Father, you see it all. And you know everything that goes on. There is nothing new for you to do, Heavenly Father. But there is a son and a father. The father taking such deep, deep sorrows, Lord God. What I'm asking you to do right now, Heavenly Father, touch the father's heart. Bring him back to remember that Jesus paid a price and that he must come back to remember that nothing is lost. Keep his faith in you, Lord God. Let you strengthen the inner man in him that he's able to stand regardless what he sees, son, is going through. Remember who God is in his life. Oh, Father God, strengthen this father. And we bind up that foul spirit, standing in agreement with each and every one of us on this line. Binding up that foul spirit that have this man in such a tight spot that he still can't let go. But we know, Father God, that you know everything that's going on in his heart. And right now, Lord, we know that your promise is said, Lord God, that whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So I'm binding up that foul spirit that am this man in such a way that he cannot loose. He cannot loose the son. He cannot loose the sorrow. But we know that that's a spirit that come over him. So we're binding up this foul spirit that it will loose him, that he will have peace and tranquility. Because we know, Heavenly Father, that your promise is said, Lord God. You already gave us joy, peace, love. So we know that he have all these things in him. But this deceiving spirit of sorrow hover his heart up. Lord, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father, help him to recognize who he really is, Lord, that he will come right back up with strength and know that his son is going to a better place. And Lord, for the son, Father God, let your will be done right now in that situation, Lord. And that young man don't have to suffer anymore. Let your will be done, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, because I know that your word said ask. And your word said believe when you ask, you receive. And Lord, most of all, I'm asking you to bring his father out of that sorrow place, Lord. Bring him out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Bring him out. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
My Lord Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that you know about every situation and every circumstance. And we come to you, Lord God, in accordance with your divine word that tells us that man ought to always pray. And we're lifting up, Lord God, this family, the Brown family, Lord God, where this father stabbed his daughter and his mother to death, the daughter's grandmother. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. We pray for this family, Lord God, and we pray against these murdering and spirits, Lord God, of whatever it is that's causing people to do such heinous acts in the name of Jesus. We pray that, Lord God, that if he should be in a psychiatric ward in the hospital, in the jail cell, God, let justice be done. And we pray, Lord God, that he will come to some sort of repentance if he realized what he has done in killing his own child and his mother. So, Lord, have mercy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for the family, Lord God, and all those that were loved this young lady, a teenage, 18 years old victim, Lord God, who went to Eau Claire High School. And we pray for the Lord God, the grandmother, Lord God, who she, I think, was taking care of the daughter. We just pray for that family, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, that, and she appeared to have been someone who went to church, Lord God, and we pray that her relationship with you was such as that she was absent from the body and present with you. But we do pray for these family that are lost, people that they love, Lord God, and help them to get through this in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Father God, for Pastor Sims' family, Lord God, who's still going through grief of the loss of their sister. I think she said this past July. I lift up this family, Lord God, and I just pray that you love on them in such a way that you will heal their grief, Lord God, so that they won't, Lord God, allow grief to consume them. But I just pray, God, that you take the pain, Lord God, of the loss and remind your people, Lord God, always that all souls belong to you, and you have an appointed time for us to be here and an appointed time for us to leave, and I pray that we all learn to realize and to grow in learning that one day we'll all leave this place and we'll go to our heavenly home, Lord God, for eternity in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, God, that people will continue to have hope that because we're in Christ, Lord God, there's a better place you have waiting for us. But in the meantime, we pray that you will heal, Lord God, the grieving souls, and we pray that you will comfort them as no one else can but you. We love you, we bless you, and we praise you, and we pray the prayer of faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we just lift up Pastor Danny's son in the name of Jesus. We bind the hands of every opposition, every demonic and strategic attack, onslaught from the pits of hell, every transferring spirit, every lingering spirit, every satanic spirit in the name of Jesus. We command you to loose your hold from his mind. Hallelujah. You cannot order his steps. He's covered under the blood from birth in the name of Jesus. He's called by and chosen by God. So we abort your mission. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus. And God, you brought me through it. Lord, I know you're more than able to bring Tyler through it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, that even Pastor Damie, God, Lord, that she could run to the rock that's higher than her. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, Lord, that you are the burden bearer. You said, come and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and there you will find rest for it for your souls, God, that she'll find rest in you at in this season, at this time. God, we thank you for the great things that you have already done in advance, God. Lord, you performed it. It's not bad. It's good. You turn it around for your glory and his good, and we celebrate it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you, glory to God, for the request for Mother Willette's friend. Praise God, that child, God, that young person. God, you know everything about him. Some of the prayers have already been prayed concerning his situation with the heart and what's going on with the people, glory to God, that are involved when their loved ones are hurting and going through, that you'll comfort hearts, but give direction, as she just said, for the family, what is best at this time, that she will not be used as a guinea pig and just be using experimental medicine. But God, we know all things are possible through you. You can heal and deliver through the power of prayer divinely. You can heal through medicine, through the doctors. But God, we come against anyone that's just trying to use the situation to gain money or to gain, glory to God, a reputation, glory to God, about what they did with the experimental drug. But the devil is a liar. We bind it up and take authority over it and cast that thing out and send it back to the dry place. And once again, God, we are praying, glory to God, that you will touch and heal and bring healing to their families, to their minds, to any confusion in the midst, so they can be on one accord, or either the best decision by the person that's in charge, that they will do what's best by this young lady and the situation that is. It's a very touchy and vulnerable situation, and glory to God, and his deaf heartfelt goes out to things like this that are going on. But God, only you have the answer, and we can only look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. And as we stand in the gap for others and stand in the gap, glory to God, for their healing and deliverance, we know at the end of the day it's your, you have the last say so. But we ask God for comfort and directions and for the peace of God and for understanding, and bind up anything that will come and disrupt their peace and cause more chaos in the midst of it. But God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless now, minister and move, and God, all things are still possible through you. You raise people up from the dead physically. You do raise them up from a spiritual death. You heal cancer. You dry up, glory to God, all kinds of diseases, so we know it's not too hard for you. But in the midst of it all, for what's going on, we release those things back in your hands, and God, we've called back the peace of God and the joy of the Lord. Then our strength and bind up any transference spirits right now, as we just give all these cares and concerns and these burdens and things, glory to God, that's been spoken and said. And God, we just trust you, God, for whatever the situation. God, help us to hold on to our peace and our joy with so many other situations that are going on. And even, glory to God, the request that was made last night, glory to God, the requests that have been made throughout the weeks and months, and things, glory to God, that we've been hearing, that while people are still in the process of getting their deliverance or healing, God, we thank you for the mighty work that you've done, of the many miracles that have already taken place, and the things that you just did. Even, glory to God, bringing Tony out from that one with cold blue, and God, all the prayers that went forth, thanking God, glory to God, for blessing so many other people. Thank you, God, for the progress that my auntie is making now, glory to God, too, as well. She's moving somewhat in her hand and somewhat in her leg, glory to God. But God, we just thank you that therapy will continue to go forth, and that she will be able to be raised up from that situation too. We're praying, glory to God, for so many that can't even call the names right now, the people that we still have on the altar, still believing for, and still believing, God, even in these marriages. And glory to God, whether it be in the family, whether it be outside, or whether just in general hearing different things that are going on, in life right now. Some of them in ministry, some, glory to God, are lay people, some people, glory to God, that are just in the world, but these crises that are going on. The enemy don't care nothing about families, and he's always disrupting, trying to separate them or separating them and tearing families up, glory to God, with heartache and disappointments and some things, because man is rebellious, and like Mother was saying, sometimes they just
or don't want to hear, you know, what's being said for correction, and some things are beyond their control. One party may want it, and the other party just don't care, just looking like the grass is green on the other side, don't realize it's a camouflage by the time they get there, it's burnt. Oh, God, I bless you, and I pray, God, for the families, too, and the children that are involved in these situations. God, that you'll heal their heart. They don't end up out there being a statistic for in society. And some things, glory to God, that just cause them to go off and do other kind of things, glory to God, and that's horrific because of the pain that's going on in the house. But, God, we will still believe in you to turn some things around. And, God, we just be grateful every day for what you're doing, the things that you have done, and the things that you're correcting, and the way that you're giving us the how to walk into our peace and walk into the joy of the Lord for strength to be able to overcome and triumph. And God, we cast all these cares and concerns back to you. Thank you again for these prayer warriors. Thank you for each one of them, life, what you're doing in their lives, in their families, what you're doing for in ministry in them, how you're stretching them and blessing them and keeping them in a place to stay in God, and God using their gifting for your glory. Pray for Pastor Bird while she's out tonight, even though I talked to her earlier today. Oh, God, I pray, God, you continue to bless you in good spirits. Pray you touch Pastor Burden's body, God, and continue to bless that shoulder, glory, and that hand. But I thank you for the pursuing in her spirit, man, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, glory to God, for you to bless and comfort those that are going through with different types of grief and sorrow in different situations. Some of it may be over loved ones or glory to God, a friend, others, and because of the circumstances of, glory to God, these storms and these different things that have caused them to lost jobs or don't have income or don't have, glory to God, the health that they had at one time, loss of homes, glory to God, as well as various other things that are happening. God, you're a healer and a deliverer and a restorer. And those that are saved, God, to comfort and encourage them to hold on, that God's going to bless and move and return, glory to God, some things. And the other ones that don't know you, that they'll come to know you in the midst of these crises. God, I bless you today. And I just give you glory again, even for this revival and for those that are going through and, God, have came through during that time of the revival and how they heard their word and been blessed and encouraged, and the ones that delivered the message, blessed in their household and their families and their loved ones. We just give you so much praise and glory and gratitude for so much that you do. And some things that we don't speak of as much as we need to let you know every day, we appreciate that renewed mercy, that grace, glory to your loving kindness, the peace that we can get, even in the midst of circumstances. Thank you, glory to God, even for the prayers that each one had prayed, and even some of the prayers. And when I was praying for going through this morning, but praying for somebody else that needed, first lady that needed prayer this morning, God just blessed and quickened my spirit. And in the meantime, while praying, some of my prayers, my sister was praying, was in some of the prayers that was concerned about, people in their lives, and glory to God, really trusting the Lord. So I just thank God for all of you praying tonight. And I am just excited about Jesus in the midst of it all, even though I need to speak. I am just ecstatic about the power of God. Flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing, and he's that way in all of us, but it's just, he is so phenomenal. So I thank him for my healing, for this, and thanking God for sweet rest and peace, and we look forward to speaking with you all at a later date, glorifying the Lord. I'll probably be calling some of you during the week, glory to God, as we're setting up some things over there, getting ready for our next services. But I bless the Lord for you every night, and to continue to bless you, continue to be strengthened and encouraged, and God continue to bless and use you for his glory. And angels be in camp as we take authority over every foul and unclean spirit, every satanic demonic force that will try to bring discouragement, set up traps and plots and plans and schemes, try to sabotage what God has given us to do. Oh, glory to God, either in our families. We thank you, God, for blessing and keeping our minds and praying for our long-term, short-term memory. We plead the blood of Jesus against the setups and traps, glory to God, to try to snare us in the name of Jesus. Untimely death and sickness disease, we bind up this thing of this COVID, glory to God, that it will not come now our dwelling in the name of Jesus. No matter if we've been in the midst and didn't know we were in the midst, there'll be like a water rolling off a duck back, that it will not, glory to God, attach itself. And the fire of the anointing will burn off anything that try to attach itself to us, and the fire of the anointing continue to burn on the inside of us. So we have desire for more of him
in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Ah, God, I thank you for touching Mother Alexandra's sister, nobody but God. God, thank you for her appetite and strengthening her. And thank you for Mother's trip to Panama. Thank you for everything working out, glory to God, for the house. And I bless you for her testimony yesterday with her desire to want to hear her baby. And glory to God, when he usually calling, God just blessed and turned that around. We thank you. Thank you for touching Rachel's body. No matter what it sounds like, thank God, pray she received what Mother McCormick, I mean Mother Alex, Mother Willard had prayed for her last night. And I pray, God, that she's doing well today. Even though we didn't get to hear her, God, I pray all is well in the name of Jesus.
Report.
Oh, you came back online?
I couldn't. I was praying, but y'all couldn't hear me. But I got a good report today. One of my tests I had gotten, it came out good. Everything was good, and I got it my last
case.
And that's good too. Mm-hmm.
Praise
I'm
God.
A leap star.
That's why I'm saying, on the word, baby. Don't let your past. Mm-hmm. Thank Jesus.
Thank you, Father Abraham. Thank you for forming this group, Father. Thank you, Father Abraham, for forming this group.
Praise God.
To pray even for the people they don't know. To pray for
yes.
the people even they have seen. Father, it is not
yes.
them, it is you. You formed this group and you are working through it, Lord. I ask
Hallelujah.
You to build this group on the rock, Father. May you be the door of this group. May you be the chair of this group, Father.
Thank
you, Jesus. Pray, Lord, let them not be praying. Spread and send your Holy, strong spirit to pray inside them, Father.
Hallelujah.
Take one of them, Lord. Touch with your warm hands, Father. Let them never feel cold, Lord. Let them
yeah.
never need, Lord. Because you know them by name. You know them, what they need, each one of them, Lord. Whether they
Thank
pray
you.
Or not, you know, Father. They can pray, but, Lord, you know what they live out. You pray for them, and you do for
Hallelujah.
Them.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, when they pray. When they pray, Lord, they are praying by faith, and it is happening, Lord. So
Thank
the,
you,
Jesus. Though the devil is coming and steal some of them by death and by sickness, we know there is death. We believe there is sickness, but... It is not strong like your blood. Father,
Jesus.
Thank you. Your blood is everything. Father, thank you. I ask you, Lord, to stay and to work through this group. Let them not be seen. Let them not be heard, but you.
My God.
Thank you, Father. I never knew I'll sit where I am, but it is you, Lord. You said, spread my name. They have not to walk and go out to spread. They are spreading with their word, the word that you are giving them, through prayers and through preaching, Father. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the day.
Yes,
today.
Lord.
Thank you for tonight, Lord. Thank you because you know what you are giving us tonight, Lord. And thank you for each one of us because you know our plans. You know our days. You know our needs. Thank you, Father. In your name I believe and pray. Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name, what a blessing. Mother Elsa,
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Praise God. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mother.
Father, we bless you for her and pray you continue to strengthen and encourage her. Thank you for the prayer requests and that were answered and that we have glory and praise reports from her about family and different ones. So we just pray, God, to continue to move and keep her as well as her family and open doors and make ways and continue to keep the peace and the joy upon her as you keep her body healed and whole as well. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Apostle.
Yes.
Sister Mother Olsa. Olsa.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You have strong anointing. You have a strong anointing on your life. And as you was praying, I felt it all in my chest. I felt a burning, a stirring sensation. You know, the
yeah.
Holy Ghost all in my chest as you was praying. And he led me to know that as you live the life in Christ Jesus and your
mm-hmm.
family sees, you're going to be the one through
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit that draws them
to Jesus. Through you, a lot of family members, you're going to come, that's how yous are going to come together and become a family once again.
Hallelujah.
God has a plan for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
My goodness. Thank you.
Now we're in the manifestation of God's work. And what you had said, I was praying it, but you couldn't hear me, is 91 Psalms. God, I thank you. It's
praise God.
God. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
He's doing it. He's doing beyond what we could ever think of. Yes, he made doctors. God, I thank you. He made doctors, yes, but he is the highest physician of them all. Oh, because he made our bodies from the beginning. He knows the plan for our life. Yes, he do. From our mother's womb, we were chosen. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's burning on the inside of me. I couldn't hold it. God, I thank you. I thank him for his manifestation because I see God moving. I see Jesus moving. Yay, God, thank you. And it was not by mistake that the Lord got me on this prayer line. Now, I introduced me. It's for a reason and a purpose. To elevate me. Deeper in him. Yay, God, thank you. Yay, God, to Hallelujah. Woo, I'm getting fed. Woo, glory to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord, thank you. I feel the anointing, y'all. Every time we are on this line, I feel the anointing. Every time when I feel like I'm getting a little weary, I reach back on something one of the sister, or brother, or the pastor BJ has said, and I hallelujah. Who capable shall yet capable she? It helped me rise up and above the word of God. The word of God is what's for the eye and say that's keeping us up. That's going to keep us out in perfect peace. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to know who we are and who we belong to. Woo, good God Almighty. Yay, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo. He is that he is.
Stirring up the pot.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stirring up.
Yes. Feel like fire. Glory to God. Get up in the building
because I'm about to see. Yay, God, thank you.
Hello. No. Get it. Get it.
Somebody needs to answer the door. Their phone. Praise God. We bless the Lord for all that was.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody's on the phone. You need to mute it. Father, we do thank you tonight for all that was said and done. Thank you for Mother Elsa. Thank you for the word that came from my brother. Just now we just pray to God you continue to keep us and cover us under the blood. As we depart from this this phone but not your presence, keep us, God, and continue with that fire and that anointing, a drawing nigh to you and more of you. Someone out of courtesy. Mute your phone. Lord, we thank you. Bless you and honor you and glorify you. And I'll just speak, Lord, God, blessings upon you and angels be in camp. And shalom.
Shalom. Love you.
Happy
Mother's Day, everybody. Love you.
Yes. Thank you. Praise God. Pray happy Mother's Day to your family. In the past, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, don't. You want to move from this house?
Do what you got to. Why am I giving you my
finger? Don't knock me up. That's what I'm saying. Because I follow the phone, the records from the
phone. Oh, there's no.
The message you are taking doesn't allow me to smoke.
No, it does allow me to smoke.
The message you are given, I'm no
You know why?
What are you doing?